pray about anything but in everything by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker, and it's just a few months we'll be introducing our in-studio guests. But as we start off, we invite you to follow along with us in the book of Psalms. Psalm 100, beginning at verse 1. Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Lord, thank you for the privilege we have of being able to praise and worship you any time of the day or night, knowing that you always, always, always have a listening ear for the prayers of your children. And what a privilege it is for us to, in the greatest sense, enter into your presence afresh as we praise and worship you and lift up the name of Jesus. Lord, Father, anoint us afresh with the spirit of worship. Help us to know, Lord, you've called all of us as your children to live a life filled with worship and thanksgiving, and guide us and empower us to be that kind of disciple and follower of you every day of our lives. We thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession, and let me just remind you once again, we're encouraging all of our listeners to get involved with a very important just work that we're doing here at the American Family Association. In April, retail giant Target publicized as corporate policy they began to allow men to frequent women's restrooms and changing facilities, and we view this policy as a danger to women and children because it does create a gateway and an opportunity for sexual predators to gain access to their victims. Since Target's announcement in late April, over 1.3 million people have pledged to boycott Target by signing the AFA petition. We're encouraging every listener to go to afa.net and sign. If you haven't signed yet, we want to encourage you, get involved by helping to be salt and light in this regard. Again, go to afa.net and sign the pledge. And if you haven't, we hope that you will. If you have, call someone up and invite and encourage them to sign up as well. Millions more feel strongly about this Target policy who maybe haven't heard about it, but if you can help us out by encouraging them to get involved as well, we'd really appreciate your participation and your help helping us to get the word out. Our goal this week is to get an additional 50,000 people to sign the pledge to boycott Target. Again, we're grateful for those that have already signed up. A lot more that have that same concern haven't yet, so we encourage you to do that. Once again, you can simply go to afa.net and sign the pledge. If you'll do that, we'd really, really appreciate it. Grateful to have online at this time, but just before we introduce our in-studio guests, Mr. Gary Robinson, who is a part of the Revive Outreach, and Gary is going to share with us about an important event that's coming up this weekend. Gary, are you there?
I am. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for coming on with us here on the Hour of Intercession, and you want to share with our listeners a little about a Revive event that's happening this weekend. Tell them about that event.
This is going to be our first training and leading to an outreach sometime probably in the fall of Revive. I think we're going to call it DeSoto County because it's growing bigger than where we started. Mm-hmm. This is a ministry that started with Dr. Kyle Lance Martin, who is a graduate of Dallas Seminary, has rave reviews from Dr. Robert E. Coleman, author of A Master Plan of Evangelism and the Coming World Revival. Mm-hmm. He has started this this ministry about 12 years ago. It's been in 14 states. We were recently in Tupelo in the month of October, had well over 100 people come to know Christ as a result of it. Mm-hmm. And this event's going to be happening in the DeSoto County area. We're going to start tomorrow, mm-hmm. And we will be at the First Assembly of God at 6550 Camelot Road in Horn Lake for our first training event. Now, there are many other churches that have gotten involved in this, and Pastor David Smith and Don, a friend of his, came to one of our training events in Tupelo, and they called me and said, we have to have this up here. Mm-hmm. Now, this ministry it works on the operation of having being, we need to be invited into an area.
Mm-hmm.
And once we're invited into an area, we go and start training folks to go out on the street and share gospel.
Okay. So once again, the name of the church?
The name of the church is going to be First Assembly of God at 6550 Camelot Road in Horn Lake.
In Horn Lake, Mississippi.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's DeSoto County. The model of the ministry is as Paul did. He modeled in Luke 4:14-30. He assisted Luke 8:4-15. He watched and observed Luke 10:1-24. He left in Acts 8:26-40, and then he prepared the folks prepared to go out and make this ministry their very own.
Okay.
And so this is not an event. This is training a person for a lifestyle of sharing the gospel. There are some very simple tools, a Bible and a wristband, that are offered to an individual as we pray for them. The premise is to simply go out on the street and, ma'am, sir, we're with the ministry of a lot of churches in the area, and we'd just like to pray for folks today. Is there anything that we can pray with you about? Now, that may or may not lead to an opportunity to share the gospel and share and lead someone to Christ. It many times does.
Mm-hmm.
But we're meeting the needs of the people where they are, and we're training you to do that.
Right. Okay. Lots of our listeners may recall that over the last year and a half, a number of Revive Tupelo events took place, and there were a significant number of believers that got plugged into that and were their lives were touched in some very fruitful and good ways. So who are you wanting or inviting to come to this meeting there in Horn Lake?
If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, you really need to get involved. If you've sat on those pews in your church and heard these wonderful messages by the pastor Sunday after Sunday and wondered, there's got to be more to this than what I'm experiencing, this is an opportunity not just to go to church, but to actually be the church mm-hmm. in the area that you live in.
Okay. Okay, then. So give the church name and location and time one more time.
Okay. The church name is First Assembly of God at 6550 Camelot Road in Horn Lake. We will actually start at 7 a.m. with prayer. 8 a.m. we'll have breakfast. 9 a.m. to 11:30 we will do a training. We'll have a lunch at 11:30 to 12:30, and then we'll break into teams after your instructions, and you'll team up with in teams of four, and then you'll just go out into the workplace, out into the marketplace,
mm-hmm.
and share Jesus with folks on the street. It's amazing some of the stories that you hear when people come back. So we come back at about 3 o'clock, and then we'll do testimonies.
Mm-hmm.
Of what you've experienced down on the street. And I have yet to be at one of these events where somebody's life is not actually just blown away by mm-hmm. the ability and by the training that we've given, simple training to share the gospel. You know, the gospel, Pastor, is a simple thing.
That's right. That's right.
It's a very simple thing, and we keep it simple.
Okay. Well, Gary, do you want to leave a phone number? If someone wants more information, do you have a phone number they can call to get more information?
I do. My number is 662-213-7015.
Okay.
And I'm available at any time or day.
Okay.
And I can answer any questions that a person might have. But we would like to invite any churches that might be listening, summer projects, youth groups, and things like that. If you're looking for a tool to use to evangelize with, this is it. Not only do we lead folks to Christ, but there's also a discipleship portion of this that a person can get involved in, where we carry 52 weeks of short Bible studies. You meet with somebody for 20 to 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That's one-on-one discipleship like Jesus modeled.
Right.
And
okay.
It's changed people's lives.
Okay. Well, Gary, thank you so much for sharing about that, and we'll look forward to hearing back from you soon as you share more about the outreach there in DeSoto County. So thanks so much for calling in today.
Thank you so much, Pastor.
All righty then. Again, if you want to get involved, again, the number, Gary, left is 662-213-7015. If you want to call Gary and get more information about plugging in to the evangelism and discipleship training they'll be doing there in DeSoto County. And if you live nearby or far away and want to get involved, they'd be glad to have you get involved. We're grateful to have in studio with us today Adam and Tara Lowry and their daughters Olivia and Emily. Welcome to the Hour of Intercession.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, thank you for having us.
Good to have you again. And of course, you all have been with us one or two times in the past, and it's been good to have you. We have some of your music in our library, looking forward to getting more of it into our library soon. And so we're grateful to have you today. As we start off, I want to ask if you all will just introduce yourselves to our listeners and tell our listeners a little bit more about yourselves and the ministry that you're involved with.
Well, I'm Adam.
And I'm Tara
Lowry. And we live in Starkville, Mississippi. And my father is the pastor of Truth Christian Center at 323 West Main Street in Louisville, Mississippi. Big town. Okay. And where we are the music ministers, and I'm also an associate pastor.
Okay. Okay then. And also you're recording artists and you're papa and mama and have lots of other things going on too. You're school teachers as well.
Yes, sir.
Missionaries and a few other things too, but it's good to have you all with us though.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit more about what led you into music ministry.
Well, I started singing when I was 2 years old, and Adam started singing when he was three.
And the only reason she says that is so she can beat me by saying that she started before I did.
And I don't know. I mean, God just called us at such an early age, and I never knew that it would take off like this. I mean, it's been slow, but it's been God's will. You know, I try not to say, you know, that. Well, I shouldn't say that it's been slow, but I guess I should just say it's been in God's will. So I ended up going to Mississippi State University, and I graduated with a degree in music education. Mm-hmm. And from there, we've been singing in choir together. Me and Adam have at our church choir. And then we never really had – I guess we did have one church, song leader, but then he left. And I guess we just kind of had choir. Mm-hmm. We didn't really have a song leader. Well, his dad did lead some, and his mom, they led a little bit. But I guess God just laid it on our hearts, and we've been going strong for about, I guess, I don't know how many years we've been leading worship.
Yeah, it's been a while now.
But you're ministers of music at Truth Church.
Yes, sir.
And well, we travel. There are other churches that invite us. You know, if there's any way that we can fit it around our schedule. There's been another church that's invited us to come sing on Sundays. Mm-hmm. And so some Sundays we're singing at more than one church, which is a blessing. I mean, we want the Lord to use us however he sees fit.
That's right.
And the cool thing about what I mentioned earlier about she started at two and I started at three is that I'm 1 year older than her. Mm-hmm. So we both started. The Lord called us out to sing in the same year,
mm-hmm.
and which is pretty remarkable. And and another cool thing that some of the listeners might not know is that when she came to our church, she was 8 years old, and I was nine. And so we grew up together, which is kind of remarkable. It's really a blessing how the Lord put us together, and we are very, very grateful.
That's good. Yes. That's good. Well, we're coming up on a break, but on the other side of the break, we're going to listen to the song Give Your Life to God, which is a song that you shared with us in devotion this morning here at AFA, a beautiful song. But we're really grateful to have you all with us. Lord, thank you for the ministry that Adam and Tara have, and thank you for the privilege of just really being able to receive of that ministry. Just guide them so that more and more they'll do all they do for your glory. Thank you for them. In Jesus' name, amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. We'll be right back.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association and American Family Radio. One of the places we'll visit on our spiritual heritage tour of Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon is the United States Marine Corps Memorial, also known as the Iwo Jima Memorial, built in 1954 and the largest bronze statue in the world. Stephen McDowell, who's the president of the Providence Foundation, a historian, will join us all along the way. Answer questions, talk about the people, the places, and the events in our nation's capital, and then on to Mount Vernon, the home of George Washington. In addition, we'll go to Colonial Williamsburg, Jamestown, and Yorktown for those who want to join us for this separate trip, which just precedes the Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon tour. For all the information on either of these tours, just visit us on the website, spiritualheritagetours.com. Again, this is in September. Go to the website, spiritualheritagetours.com.
My pastor preached a message recently entitled, I Wish I Had A. Sounds funny, but here's the premise. It is amazing how quickly we forget what God has done for us. Remember when the children of Israel lost the privilege of entering the promised land? One man from each tribe was chosen to go and investigate the land of Canaan. When they returned 40 days later, they were filled with fear. All of them, with the exception of Joshua and Caleb, thought that they should retreat and return back to Egypt. Return to Egypt? Did the Lord just bring you out of bondage? Didn't the Lord just cause Pharaoh and all his boys to drown because they were after you? Didn't you just finish crying out to the Lord to deliver you from making brick with no straw, and now you want to go back? The spies took 40 days. Israel wandered 40 years because of a missed opportunity. Don't say, I wish I had a. Seize every opportunity and never forget what God has done. With a heart for the urban family, I'm today's urban woman, Toni Johnson. Connect with us at urbanfamilytalk.com.
In case you missed it,
we have a Kroger shopper in Memphis that was targeted by two women and a little girl to steal her purse.
Wait. Attention, Kroger shoppers.
Got some closeout items.
Why do they be so loud on the intercom? Man.
Kroger don't be loud.
Produce, pick up 491. Produce, you have a call on 491. All baggers to the front, please. All baggers to the front. Help us check out, please.
And you know what? I always feel offended if I walk up and then I hear that
pharmacy
page.
Line
I'm
too.
Like, oh.
And then you hear the when they hang up the phone.
Six to 9 a.m. Central on Urban Family Talk.
This is the Hour of Intercession with Pastor Joseph Parker on Urban Family Talk.
What if your greatest trial was your greatest fear? What if your greatest problem was your greatest blessing? What if the hardest test you've seen became your testimony? All the great men that I know came through something. What if your greatest trial your greatest blessing? What if the hardest test you see became your testimony? All the great men that I know came through something great. So
the music of Adam and Tara Lowry, the song Give Your Life to God. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. We're grateful to have in studio with us Adam and Tara Lowry and Emily and Olivia. Grateful to have each of them with us. Tell us a little bit about that song.
I guess it was about 3 or 4 years ago. And I don't know. I mean, I was watching TV one day, and I heard a football player tell another one. Chris Carter told Randy Moss. There was a pivotal point in the game, and Randy was down because he was young, exceptional football player, but not much determination so early in his career. Mm-hmm. And they came back and won, and I think Chris Carter might have caught the touchdown. I'm not sure. But I remember they showed a sideline clip of him jumping up and yelling at the top of his lungs to Randy in an encouraging way, not a condescending way, but he said, every great man I know has been through something. And it's what we go through. You know, you think about David and Goliath. If it had not been for Goliath, how would we know David's name as much? Mm-hmm. And that's a story that everyone knows. And I think God puts things in our lives so that when we overcome them, when we triumph, when we win, that not only we, but the people who see us say that it had to been, they had to have had help, mm-hmm. because they could not have overcome by themselves. Mm-hmm. And so that's why the song says to give your life to God, give your situation to God, give your family to God, whatever's going on, give it to God. Because we, as Christians especially, tend to try to hold on. We try to help God. We try to say, hey, I want, you know, God can do what I can't do. Well, he can, but he can also do what you can do. Mm-hmm. And he can do a much better job of it. And that's, I think, right. So many times I know I'm guilty myself of trying to help him and trying to assist him, or trying to say, hey, I'll go from here. Mm-hmm. And in my personal life, there have been times where I did not have the breakthrough I needed. I did not overcome like I wanted to until I stopped, until I said, I can't do it no more, mm-hmm. until I said, I quit, which goes completely against what I've been trained as a child in church, you know, to have faith and to show faith, and we don't quit and we don't give up. But sometimes, I mean, God will wait until you come to the point to where you say, I'm through. I can't do anything. I can't take another step. You know, it's kind of like the woman in the Bible said, I'm going to make this cake for me and my son, mm-hmm. and then we're going to die.
Right.
And that's when he steps in. That's when he makes his grand entrance and you know, like a hero comes in and saves the day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I think of this, that whether we as believers understand or not, life is designed to be full of God. And life works best when we really live a life dependent on God, not independent, but dependent on God.
Right.
And that goes against our flesh. Our flesh wants to be independent, mm-hmm. wants to do things our own way. But, you know, the best example in God's word is Jesus. He lived a life fully dependent on his heavenly Father.
That's right.
And he lived the most successful life of any human being in all of history.
That's
and
true.
So, again, the message of that song, Give Your Life to God, is one that every believer needs to hear over and over again. First of all, obviously to be saved, but then to recognize the need to recommit ourselves to the Lord over and over and over again.
So exactly.
Thank you again for that beautiful song. Now, Emily is going to share a scripture with us, and she's going to say a word of prayer. Now, Emily is, let's see, eight years old. Okay. Soon to be 9 years old. So she's going to say a scripture for us and a word of prayer.
For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
Thank you, Emily. So you're going to say a word of prayer for us as well? Okay.
Lord Jesus, I just thank you for this day. I just thank you that that everybody's here today, that y'all are listening to us, and that it's such a blessing for us to be here. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Emily. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Praise God. Praise God. And so Emily and Olivia actually sang a selection for us this morning, a devotion as well. And so we'll be looking forward to when they put their first CD out, too.
That's
hopefully
right.
Real soon.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We're going to listen to another song, a song entitled I Forgive. Now, do one of you want to share a little bit about what led up? Share something about that song. Is that the correct title? I Forgive.
I Forgive, yes, sir.
Okay.
I was actually watching a movie.
Okay.
And in the movie, the husband and the wife had marital problems.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a pivotal point in the movie where the music was playing, and you could tell they were trying to reconnect, and they began to dance together. as husband and wife do sometimes. And in the middle of that, you could both tell they were really enjoying each other's embrace. And then all of a sudden, he backed away and she looked at him like, what's going on? And then he walks off and walks down the hallway. Mm-hmm. And the first chord to another song began to play. Then the second chord began to play. And then the third one went in a different direction. And I paused the DVR and I said, that's not the way the song's supposed to go. Mm-hmm. And I went to my keyboard and I sat down and I played the first two chords. And then I said, this is the way it should have sounded. Mm-hmm. And then I said, his problem was he needed to forgive her. Mm-hmm. They need to forgive each other. And right then and there, the Lord just set, he set the melody. Well, not necessarily the vocal melody, but the music, the melodic line. He said it right then and there. Mm-hmm. And then Tara and I sat down together and we said, we got to write a song about forgiveness. Mm-hmm. Because every believer has gone through it and will go through it. I mean, it is as daily as breathing is.
That's right. That's right. You know, I think of this too. The words, I forgive you, are one of many words that are healing words, words that reconcile, words that bring people back together, bring people close. So, again, you're right. All of us have to learn to both receive, give, and receive forgiveness as well.
Exactly.
So we're going to listen to the song, I Forgive, Adam and Tara Lowry. Of Adam and Tara Lowry, the song I Forgive. I'm going to ask if you all would, at this time, just pray for our listeners, whatever is on your heart, whether it relates to forgiveness, or whatever's on your heart, would you pray for our listeners at this time? Each of you, please.
Lord God, I come to you right now thanking you for this day, Lord God.
Thank you.
And I pray, Lord God, that you would touch every listener that is listening right now, Lord God. Touch their hearts and their mind, Lord God. Help them to know, Lord God, that you are for them.
Yes.
And that, Lord God, that no matter who is against them, Lord God, you are always there for them. And Lord God, that you'll never leave them nor forsake them. And I pray, Lord God, that you would help everyone, Lord God, with something as simple and yet so hard is forgiven, Lord God. Lord God, just help us to forgive those who have trespassed against us, Lord God.
Yes.
And Lord God, just help us, Lord God, in Jesus' name. Lord God, we love you and we need you. Lord God, we can't praise you enough, Lord God. We give you all the glory and the honor and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Lord God, I praise your name. I praise your name that the gates of hell shall not prevail over you, Lord God. What you have established and what you've spoken and what you're doing in each one of our lives. Lord, I pray to the individual who's listening right now, who is thinking that they're not good enough to be saved, that they're thinking that they've gone too far, they've done too much. The devil is a lie. It's still not too late. I speak to you, young man. I speak to you, young lady. I want you to know that it's still not too late. God is even there with you now, and he's calling you by name. And he's saying, ask for forgiveness. Repent of what you've done wrong and forgive others. And accept this free gift of salvation. It's free to you because you didn't have to pay for it. But Jesus Christ paid for it with his life and with his blood on a cross. One man, one day on one cross gave his life for the whole world that we could be free.
Thank you.
Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guests are Adam and Tara Lowry. We'll be right back.
Coming next week on The Dwelling Place, Pastor Al Pittman continues to walk us through the Bible line by line and verse by verse to let God show us just how timeless His truth is. That's next week on The Dwelling Place.
The Dwelling Place with Al Pittman, weekdays at 2:30 and 10:30 p.m. Central on Urban Family Talk.
Hi, I'm Sean. After 16 treatments, I didn't think there was anything anybody could do for me anymore. I decided to come into Teen Challenge. It's just changed my life forever. I am free.
If you know an adult or teenager who's struggling with a chemical addiction, Teen Challenge can help. Call us today at 417-581-2181 or reach us online at teenchallengeusa.com. This is Urban Family Talk.
Dr. Tony Evans says Christians spend a lot of time asking God for something they already have. He explains what we're missing as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
We are like a football team where our team is up 72-0. We don't have to score any more points. We just have to stand firm because victory has already been won. It means to hold on to the territory that Christ has already conquered. The offensive work was done by Jesus Christ on Calvary. Satan is trying to rob us of the spiritual blessings we already have. Did you know that you don't have to ask God to bless you? Tell me you didn't know that. You get on your knees every day and say, Lord, bless me today. Lord, bless me today. Not Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Everything God is ever going to do for you, he's already done. Why go out and borrow money if you already have $1 million sitting in your bank account? Why go out and say, do you have a dollar if you are a millionaire? Some of us are walking around like spiritual paupers when Jesus Christ has credited our account with all of the power of the heavenlies. But because we don't understand the victory of Christ and understand our position in Christ, we can't stand firm because we don't know we won. The victory has already been won.
If you need help connecting with the power and freedom Christ died to give you, visit us at tonyevans.org for details about Dr. Evans' book, Victory in Spiritual Warfare, and pray about passing these important concepts on to the people in your church or study group. We have a DVD-based Bible study, great for small groups and Sunday school classes, along with study guides and everything you need. Again, that's tonyevans.org. Then join us next time as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
You're listening to the Hour of Intercession with Pastor Joseph Parker on Urban Family Talk.
Thank you.
Of Adam and Tara Lowry, the song Closer. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on Urban Family Talk. Adam and Tara, would you like to share anything in particular that's on your heart about this particular song?
I think the last time we were here, I talked about how I was going through some things, mm-hmm. and I was searching for some music to listen to, and I said, let me just pull out this song. Let me pull out our songs and let me hear and see what these songs can do for me. Mm-hmm. And I pulled this song out and I listened to it on my husband's iPad. And I just listened to the words. And the song is a very simple song. It just says, I want to be close. I want to be closer to you. And then it says, draw me closer to you, oh God. Mm-hmm. And as I listened to that song, the Spirit of God came into that room, and everything that I was going through, it was just washed away. It was like it didn't even matter. And that's my prayer every day. God, I want to be closer to you. Mm. And you know, sometimes we are the ones who get farther away from God. See, God never leaves, but we're the ones that walk away.
That's right.
But He's always there with His hand stretched out, waiting for us to come back. And that's my prayer every day. God, I want to be closer to you.
And you know, Tara, something that's very powerful related to that truth is that, like in the book of James, it says, draw near to God and God will draw near to you. Mm-hmm. God is ready all the time.
All the time.
And anytime a person desires to draw closer to God, for example, if you just open the Word of God and spend time, God will spend all the time with us as we'll spend with Him in His Word. He'll spend all the time with us in prayer that we'll spend with Him as well. So God's ready.
That's so true.
That's right.
Yes.
He's ready to draw closer anytime we're willing to pursue that. So, but again, beautiful song, beautiful song. Now, Emily and Olivia are going to share a Father's Day word of greeting, Father's Day greeting for us. So I'm going to let them come to the mics and share, say whatever they wanted to say.
Happy Father's Day to my dad and to other dads.
All righty. Well, thank you. I'm sure that helped to make the day for every dad listening. Praise the Lord. Thank you all for sharing that then. So, okay. And Adam, Father's Day is coming up in a few days. I want to ask if you'll have words of wisdom or encouragement to the dads that might be listening.
You know, I coach football. Right now I'm the running backs coach of Columbus High School. And, you know, we're working really hard to get our team where they need to be competitive. Mm-hmm. But it's a tragedy when you go into football programs or anywhere and you see young men, fatherless young men. Mm-hmm. Now, the funny part is there is no such thing as a young man who doesn't have a dad. Mm-hmm. But so many dads won't be fathers. Mm-hmm. And I spoke to a young man just this week, and because I knew his dad personally, mm-hmm. from college. And I asked him, I said, when was the last time you talked to him? And he was happy. He said, about 3 months ago. Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking, you know, these young men, they're looking to mom to try to teach them how to be a man. Mm-hmm. And we have some very strong women, godly women, who are doing their very best. And they're helping these young men, but they cannot be the father. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, we as men, we have to put down our toys and we have to spend time with our children.
Right.
You're going to have to make time. You're going to have to fight for it, just like you would when it's time to pray and you don't feel like it, when mm-hmm. it's time to read your Bible and you don't feel like it. Some of us go to church and we mm-hmm. don't feel like being there, but we go. We make mm-hmm. a commitment because it's near and dear to our hearts.
And you press in.
And you got to have that same fire to go for your children, because I promise you, the world's going for them.
That's right.
They're going for our young ladies. They're going for our young men, and they're trying to see the world can't have the goodness on its own. It has to steal it from our children, because it doesn't have the goodness on its own. If it isn't God, then it isn't good, and anything outside of God is evil. Anything outside of God is not good. They try to do is they try to take our young kids that have gifts and abilities, and they try to put them out on stage and say, we're going to give you all these things if you'll just use your gift. And then it begins to morph and mutate into something evil, mm-hmm. into something corrupt.
That's right.
You know, take what Target done as an example of mm-hmm. something they provide. They provide things for people. And my wife loves shopping at Target. Loves it, until they decided, hey, we're going to take something like a bathroom and turn it into an evil conversation. Mm-hmm. Because what they're doing is evil, and it's ungodly, and it's unsightly.
That's right. That's right.
And it's not right. Mm. And it's a shame. And so back to the fathers, it's time for us fathers to stand up. And one thing I learned is it's never too late to do the right thing. Never too late to do the right thing. And whenever young fathers, even older fathers, whenever you get in a situation where you don't know what to do, there's one thing you have to do is be there. Mm-hmm. If you don't know what to say, be there. If you don't know what to do, just be there. If you don't have what you need, you think you need to give to your children, just don't forget to be there. Mm-hmm. I teach too many kids. I coach too many football players that they know their dads don't know what to tell them at times, but they just want a dad to be there. Mm-hmm. So be encouraged today, fathers, to step out there and to be that dad. You might be breaking the curse that was laid upon you. Maybe your dad wasn't in your life. Hmm. But it's time to step up to the plate and be that man God called you to be.
That's right. Adam, that's so powerful just to think, just the statement you just mentioned, that the young man said it had been 3 months, since he talked to his dad. And the sad reality is when children are growing up, outside of unique circumstances, they should see dad every day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I recall when I was a kid, my dad was in the service, and I would see him every day, except when he was, you know, he had to go overseas. He was in the army, and when he was gone, he was gone. But when he was there, he was there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that means so much. Would you say a word of prayer for our dads that are listening?
I sure will. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. Lord, I speak to the dads, good, bad, it doesn't matter. Heavenly Father, we ask that you give them strength, that you encourage them right now. I pray that the Holy Spirit would go to where they are, even inside their ears and down into their heart right now, Lord God, and encourage them that they can make that stand and that they can be the dad now that maybe they weren't before, or maybe that they're trying to be. Help them to continue, oh God. It's not too late. The devil is a lie. Nothing the devil said is going to come to pass because God is in control. Help us to put our faith back in you. Help us to keep our eyes on the cross, Lord God, because it is in you that we live, move, and have our being.
Thank you.
I thank you, oh God, for what you're doing. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now tell our listeners, if some of our listeners want to get a copy of one of your CDs or just learn more about the ministry, the work you do, how could they connect with you all?
Well, right now we do have two CDs of cover songs that we sell that we've been selling. We also have the CD. The songs you heard today were our original songs that we wrote, Tara and I, mm-hmm. and we will soon have them available. We have a website that's under construction. It will be AdamAndTaraLowry.com, and we will have that up and running this year, where there will be links to where they can purchase this music. What I have basically decided in my heart is, until the Lord shows me otherwise, we're going to push forward with this CD, and if we have to do it ourselves, we'll do it. We'll record it ourselves, and we'll produce it ourselves, and we'll put it out there. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get this material out to him, because basically God wants his Holy Spirit to be able to touch people,
you know, right.
And so that's where we are. The song that we played earlier, I Forgive, I thought I had everything under control. I thought I had it recorded the way it needed to sound, and Tara listened to it last night, and she said that ain't good enough. And mm-hmm. we re-recorded the vocals just last night.
Okay.
So we're at the point now to where we're trying to put the resources in the people's hands, where they can draw closer to God, where they can ask for forgiveness and forgive, where they can give their life to God.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Our time is almost gone. We're just going to listen to a little part of this last song. My worst days are over. We're going to listen a little bit of that. Our worst days are over. Okay.
That's right.
We're going to listen a little bit of that before we conclude our time today. Again, the song, My Worst Days Are Over, Adam and Tara Lowry. Thank you all again so much for being with us in studio. Share with our listeners once again, if you would, if they want to get one of your CDs, how can they do that?
You can reach us at Adam and Tara Lowry at Facebook, and you can message us there, and you can get us instantly. And our website is under construction. It'll be available soon, AdamAndTaraLowry.com. And
that's Lowrey.
Right. And Tara is spelt like Tara, which is pronounced Tara.
Okay.
And we're available for booking and as the Lord sees fit.
Any type of event. Actually, tomorrow we have to sing at a birthday party for a lady who's turning 100.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so. Okay. Praise the Lord. All righty. Thank you all so much for being with us today. It's been an honor to have you. And we'll look forward to having you back, hopefully in the not-too-distant future. You've been listening to The Hour of Intercession. Our in-studio guests, Adam and Tara Lowry, and Olivia and Emily. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for The Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of Urban Family Talk, Urban Family Communications, or American Family Association.